So when you are approached by a student who refers another student, what do you do with that information? I mean, what when you go to talk to one of those students, what does that look like?
Well, normally I will just be honest with them and say there was someone that had a concern about you. I usually don't say a student or a teacher. I just say someone. And then I tell the student what the concern was. And most of the time it seems like they're just relieved and they'll just basically spill the beans and say, yeah, I've been talking about, you know, feeling depressed about my home life or my grades. And then they just talk about it. And then we do our assessment as counselors to determine if they're at risk for suicide, or sometimes we take them over to do a screening for depression at the school-based clinic, and then we know what's the next level to go to after that, whether they're actively suicidal or they're showing signs of depression.
So you mentioned that Sources of Strength doesn't directly talk about suicide.
Not technically, no. That's not a focus at all. I think that would be very inappropriate for the children to be talking about suicide and feeling like they had to take that on, and so to speak.
How do you mean take that on?
Take on that role as people that are out and about trying to prevent people from attempting suicide. I think that would be very stressful. I think just focusing on what they can do to create positivity and connectedness and a sense of community, as Mr. White said, in our building is what their role is best served as.
Yeah, and there are very useful curriculum for adults. What comes to mind is the mental health first aid curriculum. There's an adult curriculum and a youth curriculum, and that's sponsored by the National Council on Community Behavioral Health. And, you know, the National Council has been very clear that, you know, they don't want youth trained in mental health first aid for the very, you know, reasons that Mrs. Maness is speaking to, just not wanting to place that burden of responsibility on youth when their primary role is to be at school and to get an education. So I like that Sources of Strength is really focused on more of community building and more of a mindfulness of what to do if they are concerned about somebody they care about. Not to take it on and try to problem solve, fix, or cure, but to say, hey, I'm concerned about you. Let's go talk to Mrs. Maness or whoever the trusted adult is.
So when you guys talked about like not having the students in the place of a counselor, right? And that sounds like that's what you're saying with that.
Definitely.
If, I mean, there was a suicide here recently. I guess, how did you talk to students about that after the fact?
How did we talk to them about it?
In relation to this program that you guys have.
I guess to be clear, it's not that we don't teach students to be aware of what some signs might be, but as far as them intervening, that would be a different level. They would need to bring that to someone else. So if they were to hear somebody talking about suicide directly, then of course they need to bring that to a trusted adult. We also have Safe to Tell. It's an anonymous reporting agency. To notice if somebody's just making comments such as my life, nobody would care if I weren't here anymore. So yes, we definitely give them information about what could be a warning sign, but again, we stress that is not your job to go and try to fix that for them. Are there kids that feel like they want to take that role on? Yes, and we stop that because that is not their role, that is not their expertise, and they're just kids. So
in the youth mental health first aid course, they really stress the importance on talking openly about suicide and being very clear about asking somebody if they're thinking about killing themselves. How does that play into your work?
Well, as far as my work, I don't have a problem. It sounds strange to ask someone if they are thinking about suicide, but I I personally feel that if a student thinks someone might be thinking about suicide, if they can't get them to talk to an adult and have the adult ask that question, then, you know, we've actually done some classroom training on recognizing depression and suicide signs. And if they feel that they're close enough to the person or feel comfortable to, and the person's saying some things that indicate suicide, to say, are you thinking about killing yourself, is an okay thing to do, but then they need to bring them to an adult.
Anything you'd add on that?
Well, I think it's important to, you know, with any community-based intervention, such as Sources of Strength, a preventative intervention, rather, or mental health first aid, I think they both really do a nice job at destigmatizing behavioral health issues, specifically depression and anxiety, creating an environment where it is not only appropriate to talk about behavioral health issues, it's also encouraged, it's supported. Because what we know from data, you know, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, has data that, you know, suggests that 1 in 4 Americans are directly impacted by a behavioral health issue in any given year. And some people think that that data is pretty conservative, actually. So just creating an environment where it's, again, not only appropriate but useful to talk about these concerns. That's what I appreciate about what Sources of Strength does here at school.
So with all that in mind, if you guys could sum up Sources of Strength, how would you do it?
It's about building a community of supportive peers, adults, anybody in the building that is part of the community who can perhaps notice. One of the features of the training is noticing those isolates in our school, people who might be alone, and just connecting with them. So connectedness is the biggest word I can think of right now, is making connections and building hope and strength.
Does that sound right?
It does. I think Mrs. Manis is spot on there. You know, and yeah, I think what Sources of Strength does is just builds on the knowledge that we have about the age and stage of adolescence, and that adolescents are more likely to talk with their peers than an adult as a first step. And again, that's developmentally appropriate. And so what Sources of Strength, it builds that capacity within the peer group to add that extra bit of support and mindfulness, and if one a peer is struggling, and how to really show up, be present, and support that individual.
All right. Thank you guys very much for talking about this.
Thanks, Austin.